I'm Bill Littlefield. Kobe Bryant's career is coming to an end. Last Sunday, the Los Angeles Lakers star announced via a poem posted online that this will be his final NBA season. The 37-year-old Bryant is the winner of 5 championships, and he's 17 times an All-Star. Throughout his 13-year career, retired NBA forward Shane Battier was often tasked with defending Bryant. Shane Battier, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You recently tweeted about a game that you had played against Kobe Bryant back in your rookie season. Tell me a little bit about that game.
It's a game that I'll never forget. I was a cocksure rookie out of Duke University, Player of the Year, 6th pick in the NBA draft, and he proceeded to score 56 points on me in 3 quarters. And, I was introduced to the term Kobe Island, and Kobe Island is a very lonely place, and what Kobe Island is when you're guarding Kobe Bryant or a great player like him, and you turn around, and none of your teammates are anywhere to be seen, they offer no help, you are by yourself, mano a mano, and it was, every time I see Phil Jackson, I say, you know what, thank you for not playing Kobe in the 4th quarter. I was on a really bad Memphis Grizzly team, we were a bottom dweller. And they sat Shaq and Kobe in the 4th quarter, or else it would have got a lot uglier.
He might have scored 100.
He might have. Thankfully, he didn't. Thankfully, the 81-point game he had against Toronto a few years back is still his personal high, not my game.
Can you remember anything else about that game, or is everything in the shadow of how many points Kobe scored against you?
Well, I'll never forget the butterflies that I got driving to the Staples Center getting ready to play Kobe. For my money, Kobe was the greatest competitor that I've played against. And it was a nerve-wracking experience. It made you feel alive, though. It made you feel alive that I get a chance to play against one of the greatest of all time.
You have said that Kobe Bryant pushed you to be better more than any other player you'd ever faced. Now, given what you've said about that particular game in which he scored 56, it wasn't by just reaching down and saying, come on, kid, you can do better than that, was it?
No. By no means. Kobe didn't offer me any help, and that's what made him awesome to play against. And I took it as a personal challenge that, look, here's the greatest scorer on the planet, and I'm gonna figure him out. I'm gonna drill down and try to figure out what makes Kobe Kobe, and I'm gonna try to take away his strengths. I'm gonna try to accentuate his weaknesses. It was really the ultimate chess game in my career, and in many regards, he was my Moby Dick, and I thought I was Ahab, and I was always hunting how to solve this puzzle.
Did you ever feel through your career that you got any sort of revenge on Kobe Bryant by holding him to a bad shooting night?
By the end of my career, I was lucky to play in the analytic age, where analytics became a huge part of the scouting, and I was able to understand what made Kobe Bryant great. And I was able to try to stay away from that as much as possible. And there are a few games. One in particular, my Houston Rockets team were on a 21-game winning streak, and we were playing the Lakers. And I knew Kobe was coming in for bear, and he's coming in to end our streak personally. And armed with the knowledge that, you know what, just send him left and do not let him get to the rim, I forced him into 11 of 33 shooting, about 24, 25 points, rendered him pretty inefficient by his standards. We won the game, and so for me, that was like as big as it got.
Everybody retires, obviously, but not everybody retires by writing a poem. What'd you think about that?
Well, I think it shows Kobe is a very introspective person. He definitely has one persona in the media and a different persona that I saw on the court, but you don't get to the levels that he's reached in his career without having a different side, a different way of looking at it. And there's no question that the basketball has consumed him for well over 30 years of his life. I think it's a pure expression of his love for the game. For all of us who play, you can strip away the television commercials and the shoe contracts. It's a game that we all love. And even if there was no NBA, guess where we'd be after work, 5 p.m.? We'd be at the YMCA playing basketball. And I thought Kobe captured that essence in his poem.
Shane Battier played in the NBA from 2001 to 2014. Shane, thank you very much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
All right, well, thank you for having me.
We'll have a link to the poetic stylings of one Kobe Bryant at onlyagame.org.